Hi, and welcome to Penny's Pantry, the place where the recipes are simple, the stories are real, and every bite is made with love. I'm Penny, and today we're talking about one of my absolute favorite summer meals, Mediterranean veggie wraps. This recipe is colorful, light, and perfect for meal prep. And best of all, it starts with just a few fresh ingredients and ends with a lunch you'll want to eat all week long. Trust me, you will. This recipe PDF is downloadable for all the subscribers, and the link is in the show notes. Years ago, while I was working for my friend making meals, I was charged with making a vegetarian sandwich option for an event we were hosting. So I wanted to go to my local farmer's market and I picked up some of my favorite veggies. I picked up two bell peppers, one red one, one yellow one, a couple of small zucchini, yellow squash, a few carrots, and one small sweet onion. It was simple. It was nothing fancy, but when you roast them all together, yummy. I love this recipe because it's flexible. It's very filling, but you feel like you did something good for your body. It's perfect for summer because everything's so fresh at that time. So let me teach you how to do this. Let's get cooking. Here's what you're going to need. You're going to need two bell peppers. Now, I like to keep things colorful, so I used a red one and a yellow one, but you can use whatever colors you like or whatever flavors you like. The green ones have a little bit of a different flavor, but if you like them, use them. I use two small zucchini and one to two small yellow squash. Again, you can mix this up. I used 2 to 4 carrots, depending on the size. I peeled them. I grated one to two of them, depending on the size, for the topping. One small sweet onion. I used about 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil and salt and pepper to taste, however much you like. The trick here is how you cut everything. You're going to cut the squash and the zucchini and the onion into bite-sized pieces, but not too small because they're going to shrink a little bit. The carrots should be half the size of the zucchini because they're going to take a little bit longer to cook, and you definitely don't want to overcook the squash. Cut the bell peppers in half, removing the seeds and the stem, and place them face down on the sheet pan, so the open side down. This helps them roast perfectly and lets the skins peel off easier later. You're gonna lay all the veggies out on a sheet pan and drizzle the olive oil over top of everything except the peppers. Salt and pepper over everything, but not the peppers. Remember, the skin's coming off, so you don't wanna add all that stuff to it. Now, before I put this in the oven, I usually take a whole head of garlic, cut off the top, and drizzle it with olive oil. This is because I use it to make my hummus, or you could toss it in with the vegetables for some extra garlic. You're going to put the whole pan in the oven at 425 for about 30 minutes until the carrots are fork tender. Now, once everything is roasted, it's going to all come to room temperature. The peppers will get soft and their skins will get wrinkly, and it'll be easy to lift off. Just peel them. And once they're done, you just slice them into long, thin strips and cut them in half. Now, at this point, the house is smelling amazing. You're going to mix all the roasted vegetables together in a big bowl and you're going to let them cool. This is your filling. Now, when you are done with all of this and it comes to room temperature, you're going to put it in the refrigerator and you're going to let them cool off, like for real. And this is where it's going to come all together. You're going to get a big lavash flatbread. Now, you can use all different kinds of wraps. You can use anything you want. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes about the different options we have. But I use the lavash bread because I like the size of it and I like the flavor. Now, you're going to spread about a quarter cup of hummus across the whole thing. You can use the store-bought hummus, but I highly recommend making your own. I'll link the homemade recipe for the subscribers in the show notes. It's super easy and way better than anything that I've ever tried from the store. Now, what you're going to do is on one side of the lavash bread, you're going to stack a handful of spring mix on the long side of it and about a quarter cup of the roasted vegetables that have been refrigerated. And you're going to sprinkle about a handful of shredded carrots, but you can really use whatever you want, however much you want. This is going to add some extra crunch and some sweetness. Then you're just going to roll it all up. You're going to slice it in half, and you have this gorgeous, healthy wrap and you're going to enjoy it so well. Now, just to give you a quick thing, I just want to let you know. This wrap is really good when it's freshly made. Now, I'm going to tell you in my notes, I have it, that you can use this all week long and make lunches, and they're good for on the go, and they are. The only thing I'm going to tell you is the vegetables are very watery after you roast them. So what I like to do is I like to prep my whole sandwich. I like to put the hummus down, the lettuce, and I do the carrots, and that then I roll it up and I bring it to work with me. And then in a side dish, I have actually the roasted vegetables, and I put those on top. I unroll it at my office, at my desk, and I unroll it and I put the vegetables on top, and then I roll it back up and I cut it in half because I don't like soggy bread. Now, if you don't care about that, then go for it. The hummus will keep it a little bit fresher, but because it's so wet, because the vegetables are full of water, it will get soggy after a while. So that's my suggestion, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I have my notes already scrolled out, so I don't want to like mess anything up, but I just want to let you know that was just a little add-in, a little extra tip for you. So let's talk about the health benefits of all of these wonderful ingredients that are going into this wonderful filling wrap. Did you know that carrots do so much more than just help you see better? Adding carrots to a recipe can help you feel full longer because of the fiber and the water content, which we just talked about. Carrots also contain antioxidants, helping you maintain a healthy life. They're also a great source for potassium, vitamin A, K, and C. Zucchini and squash alike are also high in fiber, water, which is good for your digestive tract to keep everything hydrated. Like carrots, they have antioxidants, they have vitamin C, and they can be beneficial to your eye health. Peppers are rich in vitamin C and A. They can help reduce inflammation and are rich in antioxidants. Onions are all that and more. They can help regulate blood sugar, and studies show that consuming onions may reduce several types of cancer risks. So let's mix it up a little bit. Do you want to add a little extra protein? Some grilled chicken or even grilled beef is really great on top of this. Not worried about being a vegetarian? Add some feta cheese to it for some extra flavor. If you don't have lavash bread, that's okay. Try a whole wheat tortilla, a pita, or even lettuce wraps. You can even roast the vegetables ahead of time and store them in the refrigerator for the week. And like I said, these wraps are perfect for lunches on the run, but you want to make them as you are going to eat them. So prep yourself for that. As always, there's a short video on my YouTube channel, Penny's Pantry Food, available to watch. The link is in the show notes. Now, if you try this, I'd love to hear how it turns out. Tag me in your creations or drop a comment wherever you're listening. And if you like it, please share with me with all of your friends and family. Thanks so much. Want the hummus recipe? It's linked in the show notes for subscribers. And if you'd like access to the printable recipes, bonus videos, and early access to episodes, check out the subscriber link in the description. Thanks for spending time today with me outside the pantry. I'll be back next week with another easy recipe. This is one that you're going to definitely want to earmark. Until next time, shop local, know your farmers, and always try something new.